Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Radio show. We're glad you joined us today. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is incension, a word you may not have heard before. And we're going to talk about releasing patterns and also the void. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can always visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
Now, these are patterns that you would never, ever think about releasing. So wait to that part of the show, because these are very important things that hang up within us in our reality that we'll show you how to let go of.
The good and the bad. Okay, let's first talk about incension. So what is incension? Well, it's a word that we have coined. We have a trademark on it. And one of the things that many people say is, oh, it's ascension. It's all about me moving to the next dimension. And what we say is it's incension, integrating and returning all those pieces and parts and fragments of us that are other places.
You know, a long time ago, when I heard about the Ascended Masters and I heard about all that, you know, it didn't set right with me, because here you are, you finally figure out how to balance this mess, this energetics, and then you leave. But who do you leave? Leave all the ones you love, like your whole family, like the world's your whole family, and you'd leave them and go into a higher vibration. Or would you go within yourself or go within everyone to bring that knowledge for them to understand so they could be free? So is there kind of a evolution with information, because it wouldn't be about me any longer, because I've evolved. I wouldn't have to do this ever again.
In one of our other shows, well, a number of our other shows, we've talked about being fully present and conscious here on Earth. Well, perhaps we aren't going anywhere. Just as Ken said, how could we move into another dimension when we do have to master this dimension? So it's not ascension, incension. And that simple word means being fully present in our body with a conscious awareness of where I am, what I'm doing, being present in our moment, right then and there. But, you know, let's just talk about this dimension. Many people still act like two-dimensional beings in a three-dimensional reality. And we know this because the two-dimensional aspects of our reality are those dualities that most people still deal with. Good, bad, light, dark, positive, negative, male, female. See, the third dimension is much more than we've ever been led to believe. If we're fully present and in the moment, right here, right now, that is incension. And we can then connect to all the other dimensions and realities, because our third dimensional world is holographically connected to everything. See, our dimension, the reason that we say it's holographically connected is because we do have other dimensional beings, light beings that are here and they're asking us for assistance. And the only reason that they're doing this is because our third dimension is important. Remember, when we're in the moment, we can collapse time and affect all the other realities. And as Ken was mentioning earlier, when I master this dimension, why would I actually leave? When I master all the conditions that I have here on Earth, why would I leave my family? Why wouldn't I go into everything that's part of creation and then still exist and be able to help just from a different vibration, from another viewpoint?
So this is a really big, big step, I know. Oh, it may not be for many of the listeners. Maybe you've already thought about this. But if I went into 6.5 billion people, what would my conscious be like? Well, my consciousness would be like Creator or God or Source. Isn't that where we're going to go, or isn't that what it's all about? And at that time that I became part of Source in the third dimension, wouldn't I be part of all creation everywhere on every vibration? Yeah, I would be everything. So it's really, really challenging to think about that. What we've been thinking, what we've been doing this for, thinking about this particular one for about 17 or 18 years.
Mm-hmm. One of our other shows, we talked about the Earth changes, and we also talked about the predictions or the projections of the thoughts of people about what's going to happen to our planet. You know, I mean, here you are talking about, well, when I master everything, I'm going to go and be a part of all the 6.5 billion people, and, well, what if our planet isn't here anymore, and what if, you know, what if and what if and what if? Well, if all of us learn to be present, we just might reach that end of time. You know, we just, everything we've read about the end of time, maybe that's where we're going. But maybe the end of time is simply moving into a state of being that's being present in our body, very fully present in the moment, and it's timeless. Maybe that's what this end of time is that people are talking about. What if our true gift of being our physical body right now is just to provide us with an anchor point for this moment? Maybe that's the only reason I have a body.
And think about that. Most people that I work with are two-dimensional. They're three-dimensional beings in a two-dimensional reality, and they can't see any more than the past and the future. Now, if we had no more past, which we've talked about this, which all that means is I don't need my past to identify me, or even easier, I am more than my past. That's really true. I am more than my past. Then do I need a future based on the past? No. What I want to create is something that I've never created before, something new, something not related to my past. So think of the past as part of the two dimension, and think of the future. The same way I created the past as part of the two dimension. What if I could create another reality that wasn't like that? Would that be the third dimension or the holographic or a choice that would change time? Remember, my body is just a reference point for what time I'm in. If I didn't have my body, would I care about time? That's very simple. If you didn't have your body, would you care about time?
Then you'd be in that timeless state where everything would be right there in the moment, and the quality of that moment, you know, we can't underestimate that. When I'm fully in the moment, I'm no longer even certain that I even have any past, because this moment is where all my actions is.
Because it's a whole world in this moment. So I honestly, today has been like a year. It's gone on and the different things we've done. And it's been a whole amazing adventure of life within this day. And Nancy's laughing at me.
I'm just listening to what we're doing is we are getting ready for a trip, okay? And this day certainly has felt like it's the year. We've managed to put so many things into one day, and being in the moment lets you do that. Okay, I'm going to be focused exactly where I am, and I'm not going to go into the past. I'm not going to have my past experiences that say this has to be this way or this has to be a certain way. I'm living in this timeless state called the moment. And it's a great place to be, and yes, it can make you fit an entire year into one day.
And I was really lucky because somebody called yesterday and had to have an appointment for their 16-year-old. So I got to work with a 16-year-old boy, and his mother was there. And at that point when I was working with him, it became all-encompassing because two of us were meeting each other in a third different kind of vibrational place, and we became kind of the Trinity or a different vibration. And at that moment, everything just expanded. you know?
See, all of our past experiences, when we release the emotions that are attached to them, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Stay tuned to another segment of this show, because we're going to give you a technique to help release some of the emotional patterns and energetic. So if I believe that in this lifetime, all of my experiences are right here in this moment, they all brought me here, then I don't have past emotional attachments to past stuff. I now just simply have a memory that's part of my wisdom and my understanding, because it doesn't matter anymore whether those experiences were here or whether they were in my dream time on another planet or whether in my visions or any of my past lives. All of it's occurring right here and right now. And so when we're in the moment, we are the gateway to every dimension of reality.
And so some of you are saying, oh, you know, this is so complicated or complex, or maybe it's so simple. But again, doing the things you love to do allows you to find that moment. Doing the things you hate certainly takes you out of the possibility of ever finding that moment, because you're in a vibration of, I just really don't want to do this. And remember, most people are creating what they don't like or what they don't want anymore.
Yeah, most people only know what they don't want. I know I don't want any more of this. Well, I'm going to continue saying I don't want any more of this. I don't want any more of that. And guess what I'm doing? I'm giving energy to what I don't want.
And it comes back around in the form of another person appearing that reflects that vibration for you to look at. Do you know, in the last week, I've had to look at every single issue I have left. And it's been in my face, and some days I get tired of it, you know. I want to go hide or go to bed or put the pillow over my head because I don't want to look at my issues anymore. But they keep coming up, and I have to keep myself allowing to look at it and releasing that some part of it that I never quite looked at before in such a way. Because when I release it, I no longer will attract it. And that also releases my past, or releases me from my past. It also does one other thing. It changes energy, or it changes consciousness, or it changes the collective, or increases my awareness. It does all those things.
So when we talk about incension, what we're doing is we're allowing those pieces to integrate back to us in the present moment time. All of the little parts of ourselves that we left, maybe when someone was hurt or in a traumatic event and we left a little piece of ourselves there, or I see myself in another reality, or I see myself in the past, or I see myself in the future. If we take all of those pieces and we bring all of them here to this moment with us, that's what we call incension. It's allowing ourselves to fully integrate everything that we have.
You know, I was working with this little guy last weekend. His mother and him were working at a ball game. And she looked over at him, and he was absolutely vibrating because he had so much energy was going on. They were working at a concession stand. There was so much energy going on, he was vibrating. And I talked to him about, you have to bring yourself back. He had pushed his field out, and he had mixed with everybody, and it became chaotic, and it was overwhelming his nervous system. So I had to, you know, help him with that and look at that and explain to him he had to be in his own space. His own body is his world. His own body maybe is heaven on earth. So just think about those things.
So now what we would like to also, going back to patterns, because incension, bringing back in the pieces of ourselves, letting go of old patterns, helps us be more in the moment, helps us realize incension. So, you know, experts say that what we trust is familiar. All right? Okay. It's familiar to me, so I trust it. Might not be what I like, but I trust it. Well, isn't it possible that we could attract to ourselves what we trust? In other words, what we're comfortable and familiar with, such as maybe the way our parents act, or the way our partner acts, or the way our boss or our coworkers act towards us. Even though we don't like those behaviors, we're familiar with them. So what we trust isn't necessarily what we like, but we do know it. We're familiar with it because we've survived it.
Now, this is really important, because this is giving you a little insight in why you keep creating, attracting the same kind of people in your life.
Just look at what you don't like about something your mother or your father did, whether they're here now or whether they're not here anymore. perhaps your mother was not always kind, or maybe she was mean at times, or maybe your father was distant.
But let's just put the easy one. How about controlling? Let's just use controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a big one for all of us.
So now today, in your life today, do you find that you keep attracting a pattern of control, or a pattern of angry, or a pattern of distancing yourself from an emotional engagement or an emotional relationship? So whatever you find that continues over and over in your life, was that created by something that you trusted, even if you didn't like it?
See, when we're younger, we keep thinking we're being victimized by this kind of energetic dynamics that we keep finding. It's not until we get a little older, we start putting it together, that maybe I'm playing some part of this thing that's creating this, or I am creating this for something to learn about it or to understand.
Now, our conscious mind doesn't always accept that. Our conscious mind doesn't always say, oh, I'm creating this because... But our subconscious mind might feel comfortable with the emotion of anger, or might feel comfortable with a power and control issue because we survived it in the past. So you might trust the emotion of anger from a man or a woman because that's what you grew up with, even if you don't like being around an angry person.
I hope that makes sense to you, okay? Because it's kind of confusing in some ways. Why isn't what I like what I trust? And could I trust something that I absolutely never had before, knowing that it could be something I don't know what to do with? Or would that be so scary to me to attract something that could create something I've never had? Or would I want to keep creating things that I've had in the past so I feel safe and I can control them?
See, now that's going to cause some conflicting feelings. Because our conscious mind says, well, wait a minute, none of that makes much sense. But just know that your subconscious mind will continue to attract certain energetic patterns to you because you've already survived them. You might not like them, but you've survived it. So you can be familiar with it, whether you're familiar or not. You've still gotten through something. And those confusing emotions can feel like we are out of control sometimes, or we're literally going crazy. At that time, it's important to have that quiet mind. We talked about quiet minds before.
And there's a very, very simple, let's give you a quick, simple technique. Just pick some spot across the wall. Keep your head straight, just looking right at it. And keep your chin right towards that spot.
Keep your head level.
Level, and look up at the ceiling. Now, that moment of that looking up at the ceiling is taking you out of your emotions. And it starts to quiet your mind. So that's just a simple, simple, simple technique, but it takes practice, practice, practice to know when to do it and how to get out of an emotional pattern that you're spiraling down into and feeling like you're getting lost.
And when Ken just said spiraling down into it, what we tend to do when we are in an emotion that we don't like, of anger or depression or sadness or hopelessness or any of those emotions that we don't want to have anything to do with, we tend to go down within ourselves. We tend to look down. We tend to feel, and our demeanor becomes that way. So if you find yourself with some chaos going around you or some emotions that aren't feeling really good, just keep your head level and you're only moving your eyes upward towards the ceiling. And that will take you upwards, away from the seat of your emotions.
And again, every time your mind gets quiet, another way your mind gets quiet is do something you love. Or just start running, or riding your bike, or do anything physical. See, after you do something physical, your whole body starts to slow down or get quiet. And it's in that quietness, as you slow down after you've done something very physical, that allows that stillness for you to get insight in what's going on, or a bigger picture. Remember, you're just watching a 13-inch TV, and all of a sudden, by quieting your mind, you just got a 21-inch TV, and it gives you more perspective or input on what's happening to you.
And that's going to help you have more insight and more understanding in what you're experiencing. We've said before that everything we experience, everything that's ever happened to us, we have to understand it on many levels. We have to understand it physically, emotionally, mentally or intellectually, and we have to understand it spiritually. You know, we are here on Earth so that we can teach some form of love or learn some form of love?
Well, once we have, if you had compassion for all creation, I mean, if I loved everything, if I was just one with everything, then I would have no reaction to anything else. I would just be one. I would not react. I could sense what I really wasn't, didn't want to be around, and I understand it, and I don't have judgment for it, but I also don't want to attract it to me physically because I have nothing else left to learn about it. In some ways, am I its creator? Have I had a number of lifetimes, or this lifetime, have I done it enough in this life to where I don't need to do it anymore, and I have compassion for another person who is doing it, and I don't need to react to them the same way?
So those are the types of patterns that we can often get into energetically. And in our next segment, we're going to give you a release that's going to allow you to let go of all those energetic patterns that you've been creating over and over in your life. So make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Now we're going to take a short break.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about releasing patterns and ascension, and now we want to talk a little about releasing these old energetic patterns that we get around and how to do that, because it's a very, very, remember, these are just simple techniques that work if you can do it over and over, or you can just keep your mind around it.
So patterns themselves, as we've been talking in the first segment, come from many different ideas and thoughts and emotions that we attach to experiences in our life. And those are good things. Those are not so good things. Those are positives. Those are fears. Whatever energetics we place on an emotion, it sets a pattern for us. And we continue to wear that pattern, and we continue to recreate the same experience or the same occurrence or situation in our life so that we can continue to figure out, okay, what is this? What issue is it? What type of a pattern is it? So I want to share a powerful technique now to release old energy patterns. We've talked about being in the moment, and these energy patterns are what's keeping you out of the moment. So now a good time to use this technique is while you're taking a bath. Make sure you plan for about 15 to 30 undisturbed minutes.
And if you don't have a bath, use a shower.
Take off your jewelry, and ladies and men, that includes your rings and your earrings. Now, light a candle. Light a candle could represent perhaps a spiritual light being or whatever you consider that you want to look at.
Or a light that you're focusing on.
Now, you're going to say your name first. So if I was doing this, I would say, I am Nancy Nestor. Then, if I have an affinity to an ascended master, which I happen to, Kuan Yin, then maybe I would say, I am Nancy Nestor. I am Kuan Yin. Some of you may say, I am your name first, always your name first, and then the spiritual person. And you could say many of them, like Buddha, or Krishna, or Sai Baba, or Jesus, or Moses, or Mary Magdalene, or Mother Mary. You would begin to feel the unconditional love from that spiritual person, or that spiritual identity, reflecting.
Now you have to understand, we do this sometimes at night, we wake up, and in our lucid dream, and we'll cover that, or you can go on the website and look at that. But in a lucid dream, we do it over and over and over. The challenge with me being in alignment with other really spiritual beings is, I don't think I am, or I have issues with that. So the more I do it, the more I believe it. So if I said I'm Ken Page, is there any difference? Feel it. Is there any difference? If I said I'm Ken Page, then I'm Jesus Christ, then I'm Buddha, then I'm Mother Mary, then I'm the Holy Spirit. How about this? I'm Bill Gates. How about this? I'm President Bush. And it took over and over and over, hours and hours, before I didn't have a reaction to some of those. See, it's my reaction that causes a reaction that I attract that kind of energy.
And most of us would think, oh my goodness, I can't possibly say I am, I am, I am with anyone other than myself. And sometimes I don't even know that I want to be I am with myself because someone else is more important or someone has more influence or my goodness, I'm just not worthy enough to be on the same playing field as that spiritual being or that important, powerful person. Well, there is nothing inside you that says you have to be spiritually smaller. So practice this. Say your name and then the name of any important or powerful. But in this instance, we'd like you to pick a spiritual person so that you can feel and recognize that unconditional love that emanates from that. So now you're just going to stare at the flame of the candle that you've lit. And now you're going to begin to release. And you're going to release old feelings, old thoughts, programs, issues, fears. You can either say them aloud, out loud, or you can just say them to yourself in quiet.
Such as guilt, or anger, or sorrow, or sadness. Release feelings of helpless or hopeless. Release feelings of being trapped. Release feelings of pain or jealousy. Anything you've had in your life, anything you feel a charge to, just let it go.
See, your intention is to clear yourself. That's the most important thing, is your intention. And so you can also release the things that you're afraid of, such as, you know, I'm releasing my fear of getting older or of losing my job or of being alone or not having a relationship or being sick or being poor. Those are also fears that trap us and they keep us out of our moment. Perhaps we want to release the feelings or the projections of others that have been given to us.
Like your culture or where you live or different dynamics have certain energy.
Well, what if it's something that someone projected onto you and you bought into, like, I'm not ever going to be thin, or I'm never going to be strong enough, or I'm always going to be weak, or I'm never going to be happy, or I'm never going to be powerful, I'm never going to be rich, I'm never going to have a happy life. All of those things are what you're going to do during this release. So now, those are the negative or the fears or the other emotions that you don't want. But now here's something different. We want to challenge you with this as well.
So what we'd like you to consider is releasing the things that have been positive, also the things that have possibly been things you judge everything else to or about.
So how many of us are holding on to the emotions from a positive past event? And what we do is we use them to define or to judge every other experience that we have today. So think about it. What about the best Christmas that you ever had? So now do you remember that best Christmas you ever had, and then you relate every other Christmas to it and say, well, this Christmas isn't as good because I had a better one? Or what about the best present you ever received, or the first car, or the first home? About your first love, or your proudest moment? You can release all of these positive emotions as well. So we're going to continue talking you through this technique in our next segment. We're going to also continue talking about releasing old patterns, and we're also going to begin talking about the void right here on The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Now we're going to go take a short break. Be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.
back to the way it works. Today we've been talking about releasing old patterns, and we're going to continue because we're just in the last segment we're talking about releasing the good things. And so many people are now going, oh my gosh, they want me to release the good things. But we're talking about the good things that you use to judge things that are going on in your life.
See, because what we do is we tend to compare every kiss that we had in the past to maybe a kiss that we're having now. Oh, not as good because the one I had before was better.
Well, I guess we know Nancy's been kissed.
So what we're asking you to do is just to let this sit with you for a moment. Remember, what we're asking you to do is just to release the positive experiences from your past, because what those are also doing is they're keeping you out of the present moment. When something happens to you, like a really good kiss, do you go back into the past to retrieve that and then bring it into your moment? Well, there you go. You're not in the moment. You went back into the past. You looped with an energy or an experience, and you brought it here.
Well, Nancy's example is really a big one, but let's go to a simple one. How about a pizza? How about the best pizza I ever had?
Favorite thing.
Okay, best pizza I ever had a long time ago, and it happened in New York, whatever, and now I have another pizza, and I don't enjoy this pizza because I'm comparing it to the best pizza I have. And what's it do? It takes you out of the moment. It takes you back. And we are now not enjoying what we have.
So the intention in this part of the release technique is that you will also let go of all of your positive, proudest, happiest moments. If you could just release all of them as well. Make an intention to keep the wisdom and the joy and the love that you got, but let go of all the energetic charges that you're holding that cause you to have comparisons or judgments, or ideas, and they keep you out of your moment. They keep you from enjoying what's happening right here and right now. So now, once you've released all of the negative experiences, the things you don't want, and all your fears and all those emotions, and then you move on to the positive experiences from the past, then continue showering or bathe using fresh water. Just clear all of that energy off. Remember what we're saying, positive experiences often have even more of an energetic charge than the things we don't want or our fears. Think about it. We do our best to heal the negative parts of our past, or things I don't like, or heal my fears, or heal my issues. But we don't realize we're also comparing the positive experiences.
And I came up with this, or we came up with this, about 15, 20 years ago, because I was thinking about, I'm comparing everything to something I used to think was perfect. And so now, this isn't perfect, or this experience is not quite the way I want the experience, so I don't enjoy any part of this experience, because I've compared it to a long time ago. And so, and the very easiest one, or the one we can all relate to, is Christmas. It's just, you know, we all kind of look at Christmas and go, oh my gosh, here it comes, and I remember the best Christmas I ever had, and the best present I ever had, or how I felt about myself, or the present, what it did, but now everything doesn't seem to be as great, or as grandiose, or as the people that used to be there are not around any longer, and our grandparents or different people are not there, and they were the ones that made that Christmas or made those events beautiful, and they're not there now.
So most of us are very comfortable releasing the things we don't want in our life, and that's those negative influences or those negative fears or emotions. So we're comfortable doing that. And it might take you a little bit to get comfortable with also releasing the positive energy around the happy experiences, because those will have actually more charge to releasing, but also it will keep you out of the moment faster, going back to something that was better. Those ideas and judgments will keep you out of your moment. So the intention of this release is to just let go of everything. Every single memory that's charged, positive and negative.
And what I would do is after you do it one time, maybe wait a week, and then do it again and see if anything's charged or what is charged. and let go of that charge until, well, there is no charge whatsoever. It just becomes a matter of just words. There's no charge to it whatsoever. And what you'll find is the next time that you have something that you've done many times, it'll be like it's new. It'll be like a brand new experience. This will be like the best pizza I ever had in the world I'm just about to eat.
And I'm really enjoying this best kiss that I'm having right now, and I'm not comparing it to anything else.
Yes, he's kissing the dog. Oh, my goodness.
Remember, all we're trying to do is just suggest that be in the moment, because this is where all the action is. When we started this radio show, it was now. When we talked with you about the beginning part of the pattern release technique, it was now. And right here is now. So this is now, moment, and all of time. This is a timeless state where everything is occurring, being present. The quality of your moments should never be underestimated. When we're fully in the moment, we no longer have a past. They no longer have any emotional charges. Now that I've had a pattern release technique, I can release the emotional charge around any of my experiences. And what that's going to do is it's going to take all of your life experiences and collapse them so that now you'll have memories that are part of the wisdom and any understanding that you have in your now. And it's not going to matter whether the experiences were good or bad. They just were experiences. Then you'll have the memory of the experience without an emotional overlay or an emotional attachment to whether it was bad or good, and then you have to have a present moment idea or judgment about it.
We all don't know those emotions we held, how they became physical and where they are in our body or our digestive tract or our liver or our kidneys or wherever we're wearing it, and we all wear it. We all have an energetically weaker spot where we pick up energy. That is also those emotions. And the more we can release them, the more it releases the emotions with the physical charge at the time that we picked it up.
So the more you can release, the more you can be present in your moment, the more you can get to that end of time, that timeless state of being. Being present in your body. That's all that the end of time is. It's simply moving into a timeless state of the moment and being present in our body.
And maybe we could even call it being still, or just being present, or just being expanded, or just being peaceful. Maybe it's just being peaceful.
So we're going to talk more about incension, and we're also going to talk about the void in our next segment. So make sure that you stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Now we're going to take a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about releasing old energy, energy patterns, ascension, and now we want to talk about something that I think is confusing for some people, and maybe some people know it, and I'm confused, but we're going to talk about the void and what that means. Now, the void is an energetics that are around all of us, and what is it made of? So I've been thinking about what it's made of for about 5 years. Can you imagine? That's what an old person does, thinks about what that is. And what I come to really believe it is, it's just made up of every single idea or emotion that every single person has given to energy its whole time.
We know that this planet, these Earth experiences, contain dualities. The dualities of love and hate are collapsing and dissolving. We know that because the collective consciousness that feeds on those very dualities is also beginning to collapse. Everything's changing and evolving and moving away from the polarities. We're seeing a clearer light, a center balance, where we used to see a lot more light versus dark. So as these dualities collapse, our reality begins to collapse. It makes life appear to be going faster. Those changes on Earth create pressure on us, pressure on our lives. And as the dualities collapse, we're being pushed into yet another vibrational space, and that's the space that we call the void. You know, the void, just like Ken just said, it's all around us, but it also has colors. And there's an easy way of figuring out what stage of the void you are looking at in that moment. So there's a first stage, and that is generally when you're in a meditative state, and it's perceived when the space in your meditation begins to get, oh, probably a golden hue or a golden color. Soon, that golden color becomes orange, and then it gets even darker, kind of a burnt umber. And then it becomes darker till it becomes this transparent black. So you might even find that the void is easier to see at nighttime. Some people see a black mist even when they first wake up, you know, in that when you're half asleep. And
we're not talking about scary mist.
No, we're talking about
just a gentle kind of mist you see, like the fog coming in.
Yeah, it's a peaceful mist. That's the void. See, because all the void really is it's a gate between this reality and the next dimension, which everyone knows is the dimension of instantaneous creation. So the void has also been described as being neutral and totally reflective at the same time. What we could face in the void could be multiplied 1,000 times are those remaining fears or old issues or our inner dualities and polarities that we haven't brought into balance yet. So it's like putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. When we pass through the void, we get to face our worst fears. So in our segment right before this, we gave you a wonderful pattern release technique that you can use to help release those fears. So if you've got a fear and you know what it is and you don't want to face the void and have that magnified maybe 1,000 times upon you so that you absolutely have to face it then, why not know about some of it, release it when you're in the tub, And then it won't be as hurting. It won't be as charged for you to have to look at it later. My goodness, wouldn't it be easier if our life experiences could be gentler or softer on us and we don't have to get hit over the head with a tuba for in order to realize what we have to do?
Well, we either release it or we attract somebody who's in our face who mirrors it, that's harder to release it because we have them right in our face or right in our presence.
It's like standing in front of a gigantic mirror. That's what facing your fears in the void would be like. So if you were standing in front of a gigantic painted black mirror, your fears, all your remaining issues like power and control or whether you're good enough or whether this is going to happen or not, are reflected back to you in that mirror, but they're also amplified. You know, what if you were afraid? Could you even walk through that reflection? Would you run away from it? Could you even stand there and look at it? Could you even run the other way because the collective consciousness and the earth dualities, when you're in the void, they've now changed? Would you even know where to go?
But let's give you a good thing. What if you're standing in that mirror, amplifying 1,000 times your fear, but you felt love? What would that mirror reflect back to you? 1,000 times your love. Would we call that the Creator or God or Source?
Is that what Creator actually is? Is that what Creator feels like? The love magnified back to us or amplified back to us so that we can look at our fears, so that we can release our issues. See, the void reflects all the distortion in our life. So there's a main cause of distortion that we've noticed, and it's commonplace, unfortunately. Besides our fears, the greatest distortion we think is lying.
Yeah. And we talked about this briefly in another show, but I picked this up a while back. I think it was about 10 years ago, and I read it, and I go, oh, my gosh, that makes so much sense, and that makes sense, and that's why this goes happen, this one happened. But this was a study done at the University of Virginia, and they asked college students to document every time they lied so they could take a survey.
And it was published in USA Today. So, you know, we got to read about it and then look up more about it.
And what it showed, and here was the statistics of it, that with a student told lies 77% all the time with strangers.
Can you imagine?
It makes sense. You're sitting next to somebody, you don't know them, and they ask some personal question, and you're just going to blow them off. And then it said 48% with acquaintances. So let's go back to Christmas, and old Aunt Belle there is sitting next to you, and she asks some question. Are you going to tell her the truth or just tell her what she wants to hear?
Yeah, because even though she's Aunt Belle, she doesn't really know you, and you don't really know her, so she is more like an acquaintance in your life.
But we felt these were the scary ones, man. Scary for me, it might not be scary for you, but 28% with best friends. Now that... Are they really your best friend if both of you are having to tell lies 28% of everything you're saying? And then the one we really got upset with lovers, 34% of all the time.
Now the one that I got the most upset about was lies to mom, 46%. Okay, that no wonder we don't understand our children. Well, lying, we have to cover ourselves and cover our feelings and hide our truth so the other person doesn't know we're lying. And that actually separates us from Creator. So if we can begin to walk, talk, and speak our truth, then facing the void will not be scary to us. We won't have that issue, that distortion, staring us back and amplified so many times. So we hope that explains a little bit about the void to you and about incension being present in the moment. And we hope you've enjoyed that pattern release technique. It's also in the free book that we'll send you called The Way It Works. Just give us an email. Give us your address in the email. Send it to office@kenpage.com, and we'll send you a copy of our best-selling book. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We invite you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, right here to The Way It Works. Everything you've heard on our show can also be found on our website, www.kenpage.com.
This is Ken Page.
And Nancy Nestor.
Many blessings.
and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.